నీతై పరకమల కోటి చంద్ర శుషితల తై నీతై పరకమల కోటి చంద్ర శుషితల ఛాయాయ జగజురాయ ये छाए है जग जुराए ये छाए ये नौनी तय बीले भाई राधा कृष्ण न पाए ते नाई కృష్ణ పైతే నాయి ఫ్రీద కోరి ధారో నితాయి ఫ్రీద కోరి ধারো নিতার পাই সে সম্বন্ধ নাহি যার প্রীত জন্ম গেল তার সে সম্বন্ধ নাহি সম্বন্ধ নাহি যার প্রীত জন্ম গেল তার সে পশু বড় নূরাচার সে পশু পশু বড় দূরাচার গীতার না বলিল মুখে মাঝিল সংসার সুখে তাই না বলিল মুখে মাজিল সংসার সুখে ভিজা খুলে কি করিবে তার চাকুলে কি করিবে নিতাই পরকমলা কোটি চন্দ্র শুষিতলা নিতাই পরকমল কোটি চন্দ্র শুষিতল ইয়ে ছায়ায় জগ জুড়ায় চাই জগ জুড়ায়। আহংকারে মাতা হইয়া নিতয় পর ভাসারিয়া আহংকারে মাতা হইয়া নিতয় পর ভাসারিয়া আসাচে রে সাচ করি মারি আসাচে রে করি মারি নিতায়ে করুণা হবে ব্রজেরারা কৃষ্ণ পাবে নিতায়ে করুণা হবে ব্রজেরারা কৃষ্ণ পাবে ধারণি থাই চরণ দুখানি নিতাই পার কম্বলা কোটি চন্দ্র সুশীতলা নিতাই পার কম্বলা কোটি চন্দ্র সুশীতলা নিচায় জগ চূড়ায় নিচায় জগ চূড়ায় নিতায় চরণ সত্যা সেবক নিত্যা নিতায় চরণ সত্যা তা সেবক নিত্যা নিতাই পদা সারা করো নিতাই পদ সারা করো নারোতম মোর দুঃখী নিতাই মোর করো সুখী নারোতম মোর দুঃখী নিতাই মোর করো সুখী রাখো রঙ্গ চরণে রাফাস রাখো রঙ্গ চরণে পাস নিতাই পার কম্বলা কোটি চন্দ্র সুশীতলা ন নিতাই পারা কমলা কোটি চন্দ্র শুশীতলা ইয়ে ছায়ায় জগ চুরায় ইয়ে ছায়ায় জগ চুরায় জয় নিত্যানন্দ রাম জয় নিত্যানন্দ রাম নিত্যানন্দ রাম জয় নিত্যানন্দ রাম জয় নিত্যানন্দ রাম নিত্যানন্দ রাম নিত্যানন্দ রাম জয় নিত্যানন্দ রাম নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল নিতাই গৌর হরি বল নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল নিতাই গৌর হরি বল জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দী হরি হরি বল
জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ
জয় জয় শ্রী
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ So today, the auspicious day of the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, we will attempt to speak some of the glories of Lord Nityananda for the pleasure of the devotees. Lord Nityananda appeared in Ekachakra Dham. Just last week, we had the opening of the ISKCON branch there in Ekachakra. Lord Nityananda was the son of Harai Oja and Padmavati. Harai Oja was Brahmana. Padmavati was the daughter of a king, Mukut Roy. I had the opportunity last week of going to some of the places around Ekachakra with His Holiness Bhakti Nityananda Swami. And he's, of course, he's Bengali, so he was able to research many of the places, and he showed me the place actually where Nityananda's father-in-law lived. His name was Mukut Roy, Actually, that place today, there's a sawmill there in that place. But for us, it's the birthplace of one of the family members in the line of Lord Nityananda. So Mukhadrai was a king, and as a king, he had to go and fight wars. His daughter Padmavati was 6 years old when he left home. And when he returned home, it was 12 years later. And his daughter had grown up quite a bit. So much so that when he first saw his daughter, he did not recognize her. Instead, he looked at her as simply an attractive young woman. And the girl could understand the thinking of her father. And she went and told her mother. The mother came and told her husband, "You foolish man, this is your own daughter. She's 18 years old now. You've been away from home so long, you do not recognize her." So Mukhadrai, when he heard these words, he said, "Tomorrow morning, I will have her daughter married to the first man we meet." And that was Harai Oja. And so Harai Oja and Padmavati were married, but Harai Oja is a brahmana. He was just doing puja in the different temples there in Ekachakra. There's many Shiva temples there. He said, "I have no money. How can I take care of your daughter? You're a king. She's used to opulence." But Mukhadrai said, "Don't worry. I will provide everything." And he donated lands and treasure. All kinds of dowry were given for the marriage to take place. So Lord Nityananda appeared in that family, and he lived with Padmavati and Harai Oja for 12 years. The pastimes of Lord Nityananda there in Ekachakra are described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, how in the association of the other children there, they reenacted all the pastimes of the Lord in his different incarnations. And even the local people were amazed that how the children know all of these things. Even we don't know. We're learning from them. But it was all known to Lord Nityananda. He could guide them and inform them how to perform all of these different pastimes. Lord Nityananda understood that his parents were deeply attached to him, and that he had to, somehow or other, he had to get free from their attachment. So it was arranged that a sadhu would come and visit their home. And Harai Oja, being a dutiful brahmana, offered the sannyasi to come to his home and take food, and offered all kinds of charity. He said, "Whatever I can provide for you, please tell me. Don't hesitate to ask." So then, when it came time for the sannyasi to leave, then he said, "You just give me your son. That will be the best thing you can do. I'm alone, I'm traveling alone, I'm a sannyasi." Just like Lord Chaitanya, as a sannyasi, he was traveling alone, but he wanted to travel alone, but the devotees told him, "No, you should have someone with you. Someone can carry your danda or carry your water pot when you have to go begging." So in this way, the sannyasi told Harai Oja that if your son can come with me, it will help me a lot in my travels. I'm going to visit all the holy places. So in this way, Lord Nityananda went with the sannyasi, visited all the holy places. But it was not a new experience for Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda is not different from Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram had also visited all the holy places. In order to avoid taking part in the Kurukshetra war, Lord Balaram had gone off on pilgrimage and visited all the holy places. In the same way, Lord Nityananda was desiring to visit all of these holy places again. Just like when once we come to Mayapur and Vrindavan, right? We leave our heart here, right? We have to come back, find our heart again. So this is the nature of the holy places, that we can never forget them. In the same way, Lord Nityananda was eager to visit all of those holy places which he'd seen in his previous incarnation. So Lord Nityananda, after 20 years of traveling, came to live in Vrindavan. And it was in Vrindavan that he heard how the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were beginning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his early childhood, in his youth, he'd been a scholar, he'd been a logician, and he'd had his own school. But after going to Gaya and being initiated by Ishwarapuri, then he had been, his love for the Lord had been aroused. And he had begun having regular kirtan with the devotees. So Lord Nityananda, being not different from Lord Chaitanya, could understand that Lord Chaitanya was beginning his pastimes, beginning to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. Lord Nityananda returned to Mayapur. But before he returned to Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informing the devotees there in Mayapur that very soon a great personality is going to come and visit us. He's going to come here. All the devotees were wondering, who is this? We don't know. What's happening? Who is this person who's going to come? And then Lord Chaitanya, after a few days, he said, that personality came in my dream. He's already here in Mayapur. He came in my dream. And he told me, he is my brother. He is not different from me. He appeared in my dream. And in my dream, he came to my house. And he was speaking Hindi. Could you imagine it? In Bengal, speaking Hindi? Nowadays, of course, because of Hindi movies and Hindi songs and so on, Bengalis also know Hindi. But 500 years ago, it was a different situation. So to be in Bengal and to speak Hindi is like speaking Chinese. Nobody could understand, right? And so in the dream, Lord Chaitanya said, I saw this personality and he was speaking in Hindi. Is this a home of Mahaprabhu? Is this a home of Nimai Pandit? And he asked 10 or 20 times because no one could understand, of course. So Lord Chaitanya told all the devotees, this personality has now come to Mayapur. We have to find him. You have to go and bring him here. So he instructed Srivas Pandit and Haridas Thakur, his two very intimate associates who are both Mahabhagavat devotees. And he told them, go find this person. He's here in Mayapur. You bring him here. So Haridas and Srivas Pandit left and they went all over Mayapur. They came back after 9 hours and they told Lord Chaitanya, we have searched everywhere. We didn't just go to the grihastas' homes. We visited the sannyasis. We even went to the homes of the atheists. We went to every home we could find. We cannot find this personality anywhere. This is the mystery of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is not different from Lord Balaram. And he is the original spiritual master. Without the mercy of Krishna, we cannot contact a spiritual master. In the same way, without Lord Chaitanya, we cannot get connection to Lord Nityananda. We were hearing in the song, we have to have a connection with Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is not different from Lord Balaram. He's the original spiritual master. He is Vishnu Tattva. He is not different from the Lord. But he comes in the mood of the servant of the Lord. He is the servitor personality of Godhead. And he comes to teach all of us the mood of rendering service to the Supreme Lord. So Srivas Pandit and Haridas Thakur, they told Lord Chaitanya, we cannot find this person anywhere. Lord Chaitanya said, I will take you to him. And Lord Chaitanya then arose, and all the devotees followed him with kirtan, and they proceeded to the home of Nandan Acharya. Nandan Acharya's house is very near. It's the next house, you could say. It's the next temple down the road on the way to the Jalangi. We pass the home of Nandan Acharya. Nandan Acharya is also a Mahabhagavat devotee. It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that he is the 17th branch of the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is noteworthy that in his home, it was in his home that not only Lord Nityananda was hiding, but later on Advaita Acharya would hide in his home. And sometimes also Lord Chaitanya would also come and hide in the home of Nandan Acharya. Lord Chaitanya brought all the devotees to the home of Nandan Acharya, and they saw this wonderful effulgent personality. His effulgence was like millions of suns, and he was tall, decorated in blue garments and a blue turban on his head, and with his lips he was chanting the holy names of Krishna. All of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were astonished to see this personality. But for Lord Chaitanya, it was like meeting an old friend. Lord Chaitanya wanted all of the devotees to understand the position of Lord Nityananda. So he requested Srivas Pandit, please recite some verses from the scriptures. And Srivas Pandit began to recite a beautiful verse describing Lord Krishna as he enters the forest of Vrindavan. How his head is decorated with peacock ornament, and how his ears are decorated with blue colored flowers, and round his neck is the Vijayanti garland. His body is covered with a golden colored cloth, and he appears as the best of all dancers as he enters into the forest of Vrindavan, decorating the earth of Vrindavan with his footprints, with his beautiful footprints in the soil of Vrindavan. He fills the flute with the nectar from his lips, and all the cowherd boys are singing his glories. So Srivas Pandit recited this verse, and when Lord Nityananda heard this verse, then his love for Krishna was aroused, and he began to exhibit all kinds of ecstatic symptoms. He fell to the ground unconscious. Then his body was trembling, his hairs were standing on end, tears were flowing, all of his cloth became very wet with the tears from his eyes. Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, keep reciting. And he continued to recite. As he recited, Lord Nityananda came more to consciousness and continued exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, rolling on the ground in front of all the devotees. All of the devotees, seeing Lord Nityananda display this ecstatic love for Krishna, they could understand his exalted position. Lord Chaitanya took Lord Nityananda in his arms and began to caress his body, bringing him back to external consciousness. Lord Chaitanya taking Lord Nityananda into his arms brought a smile on the face of Gadarhar Pandit, because Gadarhar Pandit knew the identity of these two personalities. And he understood that usually the situation is reversed, because Lord Nityananda is not different from Lord Balaram, not different from his plenary portion, Shesha. And on the body of Shesha lies the Supreme Lord Narayan. In the same way, Lord Balaram is the servant of Lord Krishna. But here, Lord Chaitanya is taking Lord Nityananda on his lap and giving service to him. Just the reverse of how it is in the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya wanted to bring Lord Nityananda back to external consciousness. He began to speak to him. And he asked him, "Where did you come from?" Lord Nityananda replied that, "I visited many places connected with the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and I visited many of the temples of the Lord, but everywhere I was not able to find Lord Krishna. I went to so many places of the Lord's pastimes, but I could not find Lord Krishna anywhere. I inquired from some learned persons, 'Where is Lord Krishna?' And they told me that he has appeared in Navadvip and he is performing his pastime in chanting the holy name. He has come to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement to deliver everyone in the Kali Yuga." In this way, Lord Nityananda was glorifying Lord Chaitanya. He wanted everyone to understand the identity of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya wants to glorify Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda comes to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a mood of devotional service. We give service to the Lord, and the Lord serves the devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda reveal to us the mood of confidential loving service. Lord Nityananda, we said, he came here in Mayapur, in the home of Nanda Nacharya, but generally his pastimes would be performed in the home of Srivas Pandit. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also chose the home of Srivas Pandit to perform his pastimes. Just as Lord Krishna appeared in Mathura, but his pastimes were performed in Vrindavan, in Gokul. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at the Yogapith, but he came to the home of Srivas Pandit. And similarly, Nityananda came from Ekachakra to the home of Srivas Pandit, and there they inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. Lord Nityananda appeared in the home of Srivas Pandit, just sometimes behaving almost like a child, because Srivas Pandit and his good wife Malini are in the mood of Vatsalya Ras. They see Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya just like their sons. And when Lord Nityananda was living there, he was just like a child. He behaved just like a child. But Lord Chaitanya instructs all the devotees that never doubt the character of Lord Nityananda. That if you worship Lord Krishna but do not offer respect to Lord Shiva, then you will go to Yamaraj. In the same way, if you worship Lord Chaitanya but do not have respect for Lord Nityananda, then it is a great offense. You can never get the goal of life. Lord Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are very difficult to understand. We know that in his previous incarnation as Lord Balaram, he went to Naimisharanya. And in Naimisharanya, he took a kusha grass and pierced the heart of Romaharsha and Suta. That same Lord Balaram comes as Lord Nityananda. And in the Kali Yuga, he takes kusha grass between his own teeth and he falls at the feet of Jagai and Madhai and asks them to chant the holy name. This is the difference in Kali Yuga. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to teach all of us the mood of devotional service, to offer all respects to others and not to be anxious to be respected. Sri Nityananda Prabhu personifies this mood of amanena manadena. He would go to all the fallen souls and engage them in the service of Lord Krishna. Of course, this was his instruction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had requested Lord Nityananda and Haridas that they should go door to door to every home and fall at the feet of the people and beg them to chant the holy name of Krishna, to worship Krishna, and to read the books of Krishna. Lord Nityananda, however, sometimes he could become a little, he could behave differently in a manner which would sometimes confuse people as to his identity. And we see this, there's one pastime, which takes place when Lord Nityananda is going to Jagannath Puri with all the devotees. Now, usually the party would be under the care of Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen would have to deal with all the different formalities in the course of the journey to Jagannath Puri. So on one occasion, they had to pay taxis on the way, and Shivananda Sen was delayed. And Lord Nityananda and all the devotees were left without any shelter in the hot sun. And at that particular day, Lord Nityananda felt hunger. He was feeling very hungry. And they had to wait for Shivananda Sen for a long time. During this wait, Lord Nityananda became angry and he cursed Shivananda Sen that his sons would die. Hearing the curse of Lord Nityananda, the wife of Shivananda Sen began to cry because she thought, if Lord Nityananda wants my sons to die, certainly they will die. When Shivananda Sen finally came, Lord Nityananda showed his anger and kicked Shivananda Sen. And then when Shivananda Sen heard about how Lord Nityananda had cursed his sons to die, Shivananda Sen replied, if Lord Nityananda wants our sons to die, let them die. This is the loving dealing between Lord Nityananda and his confidential devotees. There's one song taken from the Chaitanya Mangal, Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya is described as one who never becomes angry. But this is his transcendental anger. He is performing these pastimes, behaving like a hungry man, affected by hunger, affected by anger. But actually it is all his transcendental pastimes to exhibit the wonderful qualities of his devotees, like Shivananda Sen. Some of the family members became confused, however, and one of them had gone off on his own to Jagannath Puri. And it is recorded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that in order to heal the difference, the misunderstandings of the family of Shivananda Sen, Lord Chaitanya would personally instructed his servant Govinda that all the remnants of my prasadam should be given to the family of Shivananda Singh. This is a loving exchange. This is how these two lords reciprocated their loving dealings. Another wonderful pastime between Lord Nityananda and Advaita and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took place in Shantipur after Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas. And Lord Nityananda tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into coming to Shantipur and then bringing Mother Sachi and all the devotees. So then a big feast was arranged, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see that they were offering so many wonderful preparations for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. However, Advaita Acharya then instructed that these plates are for you. One is for you, my lord. I want you to eat. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, no, I'm a sannyasi. I cannot eat so much. But Advaita Acharya told him, you cannot fool me. I know that in Jagannath Puri, every day you eat 56 offerings with many big pots at every offering. So why? This is just a mere morsel for you. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was induced to sit down, and along with Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, they began to take prasadam. Lord Nityananda exhibited his joking mood and began to complain to Advaita that, I have been fasting for 3 days. This is not a mere morsel of food for me. Actually, they had been coming from Navadvip, Katwa, all the way from Katwa, where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, all the way down to Shantipur. So it would take some time to walk there. Maybe about 3 days, I don't know. Maybe not that long. But anyway, he told jokingly to Advaita, I've been fasting for 3 days. This is not a mere morsel of food for me. And Advaita requested him, please, I'm a poor Brahmin. I know you can eat 400 or 500 kilos of rice every time. I am a poor Brahmin. Kindly accept what I am offering to you. So they began to eat. At one point, Lord Nityananda then rose up and said that, this is not at all satisfying my hunger. And then he took some rice and he threw it, and it hit the leg of Advaita Acharya. And when that rice stuck to the body of Advaita Acharya, then Advaita Acharya began to dance. And this dancing, this shows something of the power of Maha Prasadam. The remnants from the plate of the pure devotee, actually Maha Prasadam, the remnants of Lord Nityananda touching the body of Advaita Acharya, caused him to dance. Advaita Acharya said, just see, we do not know what is your caste, and I bring you in my home, and you behave like a madman, throwing the remnants of your food at me. Lord Nityananda told Advaita Acharya, this is Lord Krishna's own remnants. This is prasadam. You are making an offense by considering this foodstuff to be ordinary. It is Lord Krishna's own remnants. For your offense, you will have to invite 100 sannyasis to your home and feed them all sumptuously. Advaita Acharya replied, after you have come to my home, I will never bring another sannyasi to my home. I've lost all my smarter principles. So this was the joking words between Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya. The point is that Lord Nityananda is no ordinary person. And Advaita Acharya, by his words, which not everyone could understand, they're meant to instruct us on the exalted position of Lord Nityananda. That he comes, just like we were singing the song about the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet, Prabhupada explains that whenever we speak of feet, Feet means service. And Lord Nityananda comes to teach all of us the glories of service to the Supreme Lord Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda shows by his own example how to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by going to even the fallen souls like Jaghai and Madhai and requesting them to chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. Our movement is founded in the same basis, to follow in the footsteps of Lord Nityananda. To hold tightly to his lotus feet means to hold firmly, to be fixed in this process of devotional service, to continue to preach the message of Krishna everywhere, to everyone, without discrimination. Lord Nityananda does not consider who is qualified and who is unqualified. Wherever he went, he would give love of God. Actually, on one occasion, I was telling how sometimes Lord Chaitanya would go in hiding. One time, they were having kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan and said, "I'm not feeling any ecstasy today. What is wrong? I am not getting love of God." And again they started the kirtan, but again Lord Chaitanya complained, "I am not getting this love for God anymore. It's not coming today." Advaita Acharya told Lord Chaitanya, he said, "The problem is, you've given everything to that Lord Nityananda. You put him in charge of the storehouse of love of God. And he's given it to everyone. He's given it to even the gardeners and even the oil millers, the grinders. He's given it to all kinds of people." Lord Chaitanya was not very happy to hear these words. It was like a complaint. At that time, Lord Chaitanya left that place and hid himself from Advaita Acharya. Lord Chaitanya was very happy to see devotees follow the mood of Lord Nityananda and to assist him in the preaching mission. Lord Chaitanya even instructed Lord Nityananda that you don't have to come to Puri every year. You can remain in Navadvip. You can remain in Bengal. Because he knew that if he was in Bengal, the preaching would be going on. And that is the important thing. Srila Prabhupada also wants all of us to continue the preaching movement. We come here to Mayapur to imbibe something of the mood of Lord Nityananda and then to go back to our preaching places and continue in that mood of Lord Nityananda. So today, on this day, we are all praying for the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and that mercy is that without any discrimination, we will distribute love of God to everyone. Not looking at their designation or their position or the color of their skin or their language. Without consideration, we will try to distribute this message of Krishna. And in this way, Lord Nityananda will bestow his mercy on us. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda only, we can come to get shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can come to understand Radha and Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So it's 8 o'clock. We will stop here. I think Hare Krishna.